Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Cynthia was just on his podcast. He's Mark Sessler, joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. It's an impossible act to follow. We did have Cynthia on our show, and I can confirm. I mean, the three of us that typically do our show are not math-oriented on any level. She is about 25 times smarter than I've ever been at anything, so I don't enjoy the setup. You know, you're putting me in a tough spot here.
Yeah, you know, we said, all previewing, you know, you and Cynthia coming up all day, you know, we said you were a smart guy, but we said, you know, she's a lot smarter than all of us, and she's coming
combined
up at 1 o'clock. Yeah.
To say the least.
Yeah. But she did say something that we, as basic Browns fans, Mark, would appreciate. We said, hey, okay, you know all the numbers. Browns are one of a bunch of teams at 5 wins. Do they make the playoffs? And she said, yes. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I can see, number one, where she's coming from. I think that if you look at rosters around the AFC, and it's a real muddled conference right now, you have to still look at the way Cleveland's built, what they do well when they're healthy, and you love their chances. They're also built to win games in the weather that's coming. On top of it, from her angle too, a little bit, the analytics community, like Football Outsiders, for instance, looks at Cleveland and calls them the sixth best team in the NFL in terms of the way that they measure top to bottom. And their defense is up there, their offense is up there. So even though I think from the experience of watching the team, there have been some really frustrating games, like the Chiefs game, the Chargers game, I mean, the Steelers game, that it's easy to kind of glom on to some of the failures late game and not pulling out the wins. But the way that they're constructed and built, they're built to do what they did down the stretch last year. And I'm with her. I think that if you look at this conference, I'd be disappointed and surprised if Cleveland wasn't in that mix. Now, that doesn't mean that I see them as, like, AFC title team, but there's 7 opportunities to get into the playoffs.
Mark, how do you like this battle of 5-4 teams going this week with the Patriots and the Browns? And the Patriots, as well as they've been playing, have been struggling at home at 1-4.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, they're a team that went into the season not knowing if their quarterback was going to be Cam Newton. Now he's in Carolina suddenly, or Mac Jones. I mean, when they went on that free agency splurge, it was before the draft. They didn't know that Mac Jones would be their quarterback. So that presents the early season challenge of getting him ready to go. And I think that the Josh McDaniels, Bill Belichick duo have done as good a job with him at the rookie quarterback position as anyone in the league. It's not an easy thing to do. And he's just been a clean. I think he's progressed each week. They've shown more trust in him. And I'm watching this Patriots team warm up. And I, it wouldn't have been the worst to catch them earlier in the year, because we know Bill Belichick, he'll use the first month of the season to tune up the offense. But I think they're getting there, and they really, right of late, want to pound you with the run. I would note this, though. Right now, on the injury report for today, Ramondre Stevenson, the rookie, and Damian Harrison, both the running backs, Damian Harrison has been fantastic, are both not practicing with concussions. So that's something to watch, because just like Cleveland with Nick Chubb, if New England was without Damian Harris, I think that would be a game changer.
Yeah, you wonder who has a better chance of showing up, a guy in concussion protocol or a guy in the COVID protocols?
Anyone's guess.
Yeah, and those are the two things that you just don't ask about, Mark. You know, concussion, when's he better? When he's better. COVID, when's he back? When he tests negative, that's when he's back. So,
yeah, absolutely. And I find it interesting that I think that the COVID factor, which, you know, we probably presumed in the summer would be a lighter load for teams this season.
Yeah.
It is sneakily, I think, it's been a factor for teams every week. And you know, to suddenly find out that you might not have Nick Chubb, it's just like, wow, this roll of the dice with the COVID thing. I mean, you can look at the whole radioactive Aaron Rodgers scenario. It just changes what teams can do. I mean, it's just, it's a massive X factor dropping out of the sky.
All right, so take me down the Browns wide receiving core right now. As you look back at last week and you saw, you know, Donovan Peoples-Jones, and you're trying to get as many guys involved. They had 9 different guys catch passes. How does this wide receiving core, I don't know, there's a part of me that just says, well, it's just going to mirror what it looked like last year after Odell was gone. But now that Odell's gone, what do the Browns need to do with their wide receivers?
And I think it's an opportunity, I think the coaches would say, for to fill that void and to have a couple players that I think have real special abilities to step in. I mean, Donovan Peoples-Jones, I think, has just been waiting to be put into position where he can be that guy. And you know, maybe you get more from Anthony Schwartz, who certainly, I mean, from a speed and talent level, it's like, yeah, like there might be ways to use him. And I think the way that the offense is sort of structured, I mean, their leading receiver is David Njoku. So it's like this isn't, I think, structured to be a lead dog wide receiver. Everything centers around him, and it leads to the results that we've seen when you didn't have the pressure of Odell Beckham in there, where it's like, yeah, you know, Jarvis Landry's been a security blanket for Baker, but there's younger guys around him, and it's a spread the wealth offense. And I think I personally think that's a great setup for Baker Mayfield, and he thrived in it last week, and it was successful down the stretch last year. I mean, it's proven to me that Baker can function minus Odell. We all know that. And so I think it's arrow up, and it's really maybe an opportunity for someone to say, actually, my role is going to be much more than you thought. It's going to magnify and project in ways that people didn't expect. And, you know, Donovan Peoples-Jones last week, that was a great first chapter, and you just got to keep it going. I think their confidence will grow each week.
Yeah, Cynthia, about Baker Mayfield, and especially tying it in with the guards signing this week. You know, the Browns are spending some money. They've spent a lot of money on that offense, Mark. And they'll have to spend more to keep Baker, and I would assume that they would. But she said, you know, he probably doesn't reset the quarterback market. And I think that the signing of Teller and Betonio probably hammers that point home. You think he's okay with that?
Well, I think that there needs to be a dose of reality that there's still an evaluation taking place on Baker Mayfield. And if he wanted to be completely honest and logical about it, it's hard to project him or evaluate him as Lamar Jackson or as Patrick Mahomes. And I think we talked a couple weeks ago, too, that there needs to be an understood other tier of quarterback money. And we've been, you know, over the last couple of years, you've seen kind of guys getting paid higher than the last guy over and over. And that just simply doesn't work for half the league. And Baker is one of the tougher evaluations, and I think it's going to be a thorny one for the front office, because it might be the kind of thing that, let's say they pay him 80% of what they pay, you know, Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes, you're still going to get people week to week wondering if that was a good move. In terms of if Baker Mayfield is happy with it, I mean, this is a prideful guy. The only thing I'd say, and I'm kind of kidding here, but if you paid him less, it might galvanize him to be that much better, because every time there's a slight occurring in any week leading up to a game with Baker Mayfield, it seems to totally engineer him. But that said, I think the Cleveland wants to do right by him. I mean, right now, the problem with, hey, let's just get rid of Baker Mayfield and move on, is, number one, he's got his fifth-year option, so there's more time to evaluate. But Browns fans know better than anything that what's behind door number two, if you move on from Baker Mayfield, could be very ugly, and it could take very long to solve. So if you're ever going to consider not paying him, this front office will be challenged coming up with a continuity solution that makes sense to everyone. And I'm talking everyone that watches the Browns must say, yes, that's the way to do it.
You mean door 30, 31, 32, right? Just making
door
sure.
Door 46. I mean, just yes. Probably poisonous dragons behind all of them.
What did you got me there? What did yesterday's or in the last 2 days signings, when you look at Wyatt Teller, you look at Joel Betonio, what does that say about the Browns organization in the future?
Known quantities. I think the front office, one of the smartest in the league, you look at their extensions, who they've paid, it is tied into the absolute bought-in identity of the team. It tells you this coaching staff is going to be here for a long time. And when you look at Wyatt Teller, you look at Joel Bitonio, there is no question with Bitonio that he is among the top in the game. So, yes, you continue to extend him as long as you need to. And Wyatt Teller has been one of the better development stories in the NFL. And he is also an analytics darling. And I love what Greg Rosenthal said on our pod, that basically he thought that PFF helped get Wyatt Teller paid. And I couldn't agree more.
Oh, yes, it did. Yes.
Sites like PFF get these guys paid because the front offices can evaluate right and left guards. But your average fan is not breaking down line play. I mean, even analysts, you know, it's hard. You either have that skill or you don't. It's usually a former player that knows. And Wyatt Teller has been nothing but dominant. And I love the move. I think it's just said you continue to pour money into both lines in today's NFL, in today's AFC North, and you can't go wrong.
Mark, you do realize they would have taken you out in a straitjacket if you said the Browns front office was one of the smartest in the league, I don't know, 5 years ago? It's so weird. I don't know that I've ever heard anybody say that. And when you look at what they have now, maybe it's time to start really appreciating what you do have in that front office after the last 2 days.
Right. I'd be sent straight to HR for suggesting that, you know, a couple years ago.
Yep, 100%. Yep.
Yeah, but it's true, and it's also the other side to it is the front office is skilled and not – there is zero whispering and infighting with the coaching staff. And even the way that they maneuvered the Odell Beckham thing, like it or not, I mean, that drama was presented to them. And that could have lingered on for weeks and weeks. We could have been talking about it until Christmas if they tried to shut him down and keep him on the roster. Instead, it's someone else's headache, and I love that.
You talk to a lot of folks around the league. You work with a lot of folks who are really connected. Do they think Odell can play? And does anybody have an idea why it didn't work here?
Well, I think that that's something where you've got definitely two camps. He is not a 6'4" guy who's just going to physically overpower you. He is a speed-based, athletic, acrobatic, wonderful to watch wide receiver in the right spot. I tend to think, though, that, you know, the experience of Odell Beckham, and, you know, I think it's fair to say that up until this, you know, eruption, that Odell Beckham's, you know, overall experience in Cleveland was not drama-filled for the most part. It was just he was not healthy, but you didn't hear him speaking out left and right. But you're going to get this at some point with Odell Beckham, the next team too. And I'm hearing about the Saints, and it's just I'm trying to imagine Odell Beckham going to New Orleans and playing with Taysom Hill and Trevor Siemian. I think the longer play there would be, like, would the Saints be the kind of team that maybe courts a trade for Russell Wilson in the offseason or tries to get Aaron Rodgers there to pick up where they left off? But Odell has no idea if that's happening. I think this was a move to galvanize his market value and curiosity around it, because the question you're asking, like, I think that you'd ask executives around the league, half think he can play, half think he's maybe not the same guy, and you wouldn't give a lot of money to him.
That's interesting. I like it. This weekend, Browns-Patriots, who do you like?
Well, I think that's so if they had Nick Chubb, I just picked them to win outright. I think that they are built to beat a team like the Patriots, who have very good defense, by the way, and are good at stopping the run. So it's no cinch. I think Bill Belichick is going to want to put this game, especially with no Nick Chubb, into the hands of Baker Mayfield and challenge him to make throws that people think Baker can't make. So, the Patriots were a team that were interested in Baker Mayfield in the draft process. So there is some admiration there. But I will go Cleveland in a real tight one. Patriots seem to play these tight games. I think it's like a 23-21, and they'll get out of there by the skin of their teeth.
Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure to have you with us.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, guys.
Mark Sessler, NFL.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.